Matt.
Carter, this is Ruben.
Ruben, how you doing, Manny?
God, who's this?
Manny.
Oh, hey, Manny. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Sure.
Thanks. Hey, Manny?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about that. So let's bring this up. Sorry for the whole delay here.
It's still fast to me.
What?
It still seems fast to me.
No, most of our loans are approved actually in about 4 hours or less, average about two, to be frank. So right now, I'm unable for my traditional programs to get you qualified, mainly due to the credit and the negative days. I wanted to give you some options, though. I'm not, like, trying to pass anyone. So we have a relationship with a third-party lender, but they're they can potentially do a loan for you, but their pricing is extremely aggressive, and they are also not known for customer service. It's actually quite nasty. One of the things in our industry is that as you go into, like, lower-quality loans, in a sense, or higher-risk loans, I should say, there are some people that...
The service goes out the door because, you know, people just need it.
It's not necessary. With these capital loans, once you hit a lundo, people can be extremely nasty. So what I want to ask you is this. There's kind of two ways to cut this. If you're willing to wait and we can see some months of cleaner bank statements and some of those credit issues cleaned up, can I guarantee you a loan?
How far back do you need to go?
I'm sorry?
How much history do you need?
Well, I mean, you would just look at, like, so let's just say for the month of November, your statements are clean. We can always resubmit you and say, hey, look, the statements are clean. Hey, look, the credit's cleaned up or the current credit is now paid. Can we resubmit this?
Yeah.
And we can get a yes or no. It's kind of done in real time every month.
No, but I'm saying, but normally how many bank statements did you ask for?
We look at six. So they're... They'll see the past negatives, but you can always look and say, hey, look, here's a month or two. The problem that I have is, since you're a referral, there's no guarantee. So I can't say, hey, look, it's going to be automatically reapproved, but that's option one. The other option is I can get you over to a program to get something that I think you potentially will get approved for, but I'm just very hesitant because, I mean, I'll give you an example. Some of these loans, it's like 10 grand, and you're paying back 5 grand over 2.5 months. You're signing really nasty documents. It's just not something... The documentation on it is very one-sided, is the way I'd put it. But I wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's what that other place had offered me.
Okay.
About like 10,000, and they were asking...
Did they include something called a COJ by any chance?
I don't know.
It's like a notarized form?
Well, no, it's just a verbal authorization.
Okay.
A verbal offer.
Yeah, it's one of those things where there is a company out there in this industry that will basically give, in a sense, money to anyone,
yeah.
But their customer service leaves something to you desired. I can submit your father and see if I can get you approved. I just think they're going to come back to you with a 3 to 4 month term, and I don't even know if that interests you.
Yeah. As I had told you, I'm trying to remember where I left off with that other lender, BC something. BCS, was it?
There's a lot of lenders in our space. I mean, it's basically, it really depends on your time frame. If you're looking to, like, hey, I don't want to wait, I'm going to move now, then I can get your file submitted and see if I can get you an approval. It's just one of those things where this is a relationship-based business,
yeah.
And you're giving someone something, you're giving them a program that is, like, for example, there's something in our industry called a certificate of judgment. I've probably done two of these loans in my entire life. It's called a confession of judgment.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a notarized form that you have to sign that says, hey, look, I'm defaulting on this loan as part of the loan. You're basically getting a judgment on yourself because the lender behind the loan is saying, hey, look, there's such a big chance this goes to collections. They don't want to go to court. They just want to put a lien on the bank account. And so I've done two of those in my entire career, and they kind of give me the willies. So it's one of those... Yeah, it's one of those things where...
Well, it depends what loan amount we're getting into. If I'm doing that for $100,000, or am I doing it for $10,000, right? I mean, $10,000, and one way or another, we'll get that done.
Correct.
Paid. But if it's $100,000, I mean, not every day you're going to be able to scrape up $100,000.
Correct.
So that's the difference.
If you want me to submit it, I mean, I can get you an answer. I wanted to have this conversation with you. So if we get the approval,
what dollar amount are we looking at?
I think, give me a second. Because I mean, they'll come back to me and say yay or nay. It's just, they'll probably limit it to a very short term. Give me 1 second. That might be a message on your file. Give me a second. No, it's not. I apologize.
Okay. Well, what I'm working on right now, and as you know, I'm in the mortgage business. Well, same thing as you. I've got quite a few, and that's what's caused my problem is I get holdups and my pipeline's not flowing through regularly, so then it affects me. But the position that I'm at right now, I've got maybe about 10 to 15 files closing within the next week or two.
Okay.
That should let me get caught up. And what I'm looking at doing is obviously paying off all my debt.
Okay.
If I pay off my debt, that should help my credit report.
Okay. I mean, my thing is this, if you can wait, I'd rather wait till the statements are clean. That's just my my 2 cents.
Yeah. And that's why I'm asking how many. So you need 6 statements, which would,
No, I mean, I would follow up with you and say, hey, how does your November statement look? Hey. And then I'd submit it. Hey, how does your December? And as they get cleaner, there's chances of getting some really good programs.
Okay. Then yeah, no, if that's the case, then let's shoot for that.
Okay. And I'll follow up with you at the end of the month.
Yeah. Well, we should have a good November and December.
Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna give you a call in 2 weeks. I'm gonna give you a call in 3 weeks and say how does it look, and hopefully put something together for you.
Yeah, no, and then hopefully pay off my debt by then.
Cool. Perfect. It sounds like a plan. I'm gonna make a note here to follow up with you on November. Let's see, the 8th, 15th, 22nd. How about December 2nd?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, Manny. Let me know if something comes up, but I'm gonna give you a call December 2nd.
Yeah. Then let's go that route. That way, you just do it once and that's it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. No, thank you for your help, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.